Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What is metabolic conditioning and how do you do it? How do you get your metabolism up with exercise? What is it you need to do so that it gets up and stays up for the remainder of the day so you're burning calories kind of all through the day? My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show. Metabolism, metabolic exercises, what is it you do if you really want to get that metabolism up so that you lose weight and burn calories?
Hi, Melanie. Yeah, this is a great topic. It's kind of a buzzword right now. Metabolic training, metabolic resistance training, MRT, metabolic conditioning. So we're hearing it a lot. Does it really do something wild to your metabolism that's positive, you know, burn lots of calories and keep them burning? You know, or is it just kind of a gimmick, a fad? Well, it's really not a fad. It's a new label and a little bit of a new spin on what maybe you and I would have called circuit training, where you do one exercise for 30 seconds, you move straight on to the next exercise, you really have no downtime, and you might start out using a resistance exercise, such as, you know, maybe a bodyweight exercise, like push-ups for 30 seconds. Then you move on, and the next exercise you do might be doing jumping jacks. The next 30 seconds, then maybe something like standing lunges. The next 30 seconds, skipping rope. So you keep moving. You tend to mix a cardio movement with a resistance training movement. That's one style. 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Maybe there's 10 exercises in one circuit. You repeat that three or four times. You've popped out a good 20 minutes to 30 minutes. And you really kept going. We know that that kind of exercise definitely requires you to burn a lot of calories, use a lot of muscle mass. And the nice thing about these higher intensity workouts, you know, once you've progressed to that point, is that they do have this afterburn effect where your metabolic rate stays elevated to a higher level than it would at rest normally, so you continue to burn some extra calories on out the next 30 minutes to an hour or so after exercise. But you have,
that's
to,
what's so
you
important.
Have to put the intensity,
I think,
in.
You do have to put the intensity in, and I think that that's an important thing for people to realize, that if you put that intensity in and you do the circuit that Dr. Olson is describing, that your metabolism is going to stay up. Different than
right.
Your heart rate, right, Dr. Olson? It's
right.
Not meaning that you're going to get a raised heart rate that's going to keep palpating and stay up really high after you're done. That should come down. But
right.
Your metabolic rate,
right.
Different than your heart rate, is
right.
What will stay up and burn calories.
Absolutely. That's a great point. So things like your, like you were saying, your heart rate, your blood pressure, which contributes to helping pump blood around, those parameters, heart rate, blood pressure, you know, they're going to fall back to normal, and that's good. And in fact, the fitter you are, the faster those kinds of parameters will fall back to normal. But inside of your cells, those cells are going to keep eating up carbs and fat to continue keeping your metabolic machinery going and your metabolic rate high. And that's because it actually requires a lot of energy to bring your metabolism back down to its resting state. And it can take an athlete sometimes 12 hours. There's so much work your body has to do, like removing lactate, getting the body temperature back down, because your body temperature goes up during exercise. So the more intense the activity, doing something like metabolic training, Tabata-style training, the more intense, the more your metabolism is raised, the more calories you'll burn during exercise. You can cut your exercise time down a little bit, therefore, and then your metabolic rate's going to continue to clock off at a much higher level once you've stopped exercise. Now, activities like walking, which are wonderful, they're good for our bones, but your metabolic rate really goes back down to normal with just in a few minutes. So we're pro-walking. But if you're wanting to try metabolic training, you know, you really need to understand what you'd have to do so you don't get disappointed.
So summarize it a little bit for us now, Dr. Olson. You spoke about circuit. Kind of wrap that all up so that people really understand.
Yeah, it's a very simple format. A lot of people use 30 seconds. A lot of trainers use 30 seconds. So you might choose four resistance exercises, maybe push-ups, standing lunges, a squat with an overhead press, and then you would do, say, your push-ups for 30 seconds. But before you go to the standing lunges, you pop in a cardio activity, such as jogging in place or doing jumping jacks or grabbing a rope and skipping rope. You might jog in place, jacks, a rope. You alternate those. You do 30 seconds of those, resistance cardio, resistance cardio, resistance cardio, and you just keep moving. All you really need is a stopwatch or something to mark your time. Time flies. You've got some resistance training in and cardio. And the intensity is where it needs to be because you're pretty much on your feet using all your muscles vigorously.
And that's really one of the keys, is that you're alternating between resistance and cardio. You're getting both. You're adding into the intensity, and you're keeping track of your time. And how long do you like people to do? If you're going to do 30 seconds of push-ups, then 30 seconds of jumping jacks, or jumping on your treadmill and kind of running, or doing, you know, up and down your stairs, whatever your cardio is, jumping rope, and then you go and do your lunges for 30 seconds, and then you do your cardio again. How long is the total workout?
The total workout can be anywhere from, 10 minutes, and you could repeat that, maybe take a one-minute break after the first 10 minutes, then repeat that circuit for another 10. There you go. It's 20 minutes. If you wanted to do 30, you could repeat it a third time. You're right. You could jump on a treadmill. You could jump on an elliptical machine for one of your cardio portions. You could jump on a bike. If you have dumbbells near you, you can do, all sorts of, various resistance training exercises. Like, do your biceps, but do a squat with your biceps so that you keep all your muscle groups moving even on your resistance exercise move. So it's a great total body way to work out. I've read something recently where with these more intense workouts like metabolic training and interval training, that your appetite tends to not go up as high afterwards. So that might be another benefit and another reason why some of these workouts are so effective with yanking up our metabolism. And then if we don't feed onto those extra calories we might be wanting, you get the benefit for managing your weight much better.
And very quickly, Dr. Olson, if your heart rate gets up and you feel like it's a little bit, you're really kind of gasping for air, do you take it down a notch, or do you want that difficulty level?
Yeah, if you are in good shape, and you've been cleared by your physician to exercise and you've been on a progression, you've got your cardio baseline, you've got a baseline with resistance training, you want to get to that breathless point. You don't want to feel like you could turn to your workout partner standing next to you and tell them about the morning news. You would want to use that oxygen to work out. If there was a scale from 1 to 10, we'd love to use the perceived exertion scale. And 10 is maximum effort, pure exhausting. With metabolic training, you would want to push yourself to about an 8 during each exercise, at least a 7 or an 8 versus something like a 5, which is very moderate intensity or it feels more moderate.
So for metabolic conditioning, you want to alternate cardio and resistance. Get yourself to a level where you feel you're pushing yourself. You don't want to make this too easy for yourself, or you're not going to get the results that you're looking for, but it will get your metabolism up, not only while you're doing the exercise, but then for the rest of the day. It will help you burn calories, keep your weight in check, possibly even lose weight. And of course, that's the goal for so many of us. So that is a great definition and wrap up for metabolic conditioning. Try it sometime. Push-ups, sit-ups, alternate, running, jumping jacks, jumping rope, all of these things, that's the way to do it. Alternate. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body right here. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.